from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell, I'm Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Bournemouth is a team that really surprised everybody last year. Yes, they finished 16th, but they weren't really in danger of relegation. I mean, Eddie Howe really established himself as one of the brightest, probably the brightest young English manager, and one of the bright young managers in the Premier League. Bournemouth were a really good attacking team last year, despite suffering, like, Callum Wilson, their top striker, suffered an injury. They didn't really have, I don't think they had a striker that scored more than 8 or 9 goals, but they played the game the right way, if you want to talk the right way as, like, you know, exciting, attacking soccer. And I actually think they could have been even better than they were last year, but guys, is there any chance that that was sort of a fluke and that they slide back into the relegation fight that we thought they were going to be in last year?
I think there's much greater chance of that happening than there is of them kicking on okay. and achieving more of a mid-table or upper half of the table. You know, I think, I don't know what to make of Bournemouth. I think they exceeded expectations. I think they got a great manager. I'm excited to see young U.S. international Emerson.
Yeah.
Heinemann.
I'm not sure he's going to play, but yeah.
Anyway, hopefully we'll get a glimpse.
Yeah.
But they've got a lot of new signings. They've got a lot of strikers. It's really unclear to me who the number one choice is going to be.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about Jordan Ibe there, who they signed for £50 million from Liverpool. Young, like, youth England international. He's like a classic direct winger, and he's going to give them another dimension they didn't really have last year. They had a lot of guys like Matt Ritchie, who they sold to Newcastle, who are good creators. The replacement for him is going to be Lewis Cook from Leeds, this 19-year-old hyped prospect that I know that I've read that Eddie Howe really likes. I was going to give them that other dimension in attack, though, go along with Callum Wilson. I think that's a really exciting attacking, you know, threesome or foursome. That is going to be able to score the goals that in the end kept them in the league last year. I think they're going to be able to do it again this year.
Yeah, from my perspective, I look at it, and you're right, Callum Wilson was actually, that injury really should have set them back further than it did, seemingly did. And I think that's actually one of the reasons why I think they are going to go on and do better than they did last year, is because when you look at it, they're going to have a healthier squad and they have a year under their belt now. So you just look at it from that perspective, because they were dealt major blows. Like, on the injury front, they were really in shambles. But ultimately, they still made it, and they're comfortable enough. I mean, when we were going down the last couple of weeks, it wasn't really about Bournemouth going down. It was, you know, was it going to be Newcastle or Sunderland? And that was really the talk. And I think that Eddie Howe is just, he's going to keep them up. I mean, yeah. Eddie Howe not.
the one thing with them is that they've bought players as if they're going to push on and establish themselves in the Premier League. Their average age of their 5 or 6 signings is like 20 or 21 years old. They sold their club captain, Tommy Elphick, to Aston Villa. So with him and Richie leaving, like, Premier League experience, the guys who have experience in the Premier League and experience at the club, sometimes, like, that can go in both directions. Yes, they've established a foundation with the new signings they made to, you know, push on, as you said, that you're not sure they're going to do. And as you said, the other side of that is if those guys aren't ready to contribute right away, you've lost guys that you know were going to contribute.
Sure.
That's when you can get pushed back down into 18th, 19th position and be in real trouble come next spring.
But I think the defense is maybe a key area of concern. The only team that conceded more goals than Bournemouth last season was Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a product of style. I mean, they play attacking football. It's fun to watch, which is why Henry doesn't hate them.
sure, but that was in last season, which, you know, arguably one of the worst Premier League seasons as far as actual quality of the teams.
I don't know about that.
Well,
quality of the top teams, yes.
Of the top teams, yes. But what about, you know, as Zlatan Ibrahimovic led Man United and
yeah, but those aren't City the teams that Bournemouth is expecting to get points. I don't think they have any illusions of where they actually fit into the Premier League structure. I don't think they think they're going to be challenging for European places. I think they understand the goal is to stay up, improve, and continue to stay in the Premier League so that their players and what their style continues to go forward. I mean, yes, getting dropped in the relegation zone would be really tough, but I think that they're more likely to be in a relegation scrap than they are to be in a Champions League scrap.
Well, of course, yeah.
And yeah, I think they know that. Sure. So right, that's why, like, these guys that they're buying, they're not going out and getting the Zlatans or even yeah, the, you know, Eric Bailey's who we'll get to later.
Look, yeah, I think they could stay up. I just don't know if they're going to do any much better than they did last season.
I think that's all we got in Bournemouth. Yeah. For Shahan Ahmed, for Alex Baker, I'm Henry Bushnell. Make sure to check out all of our season previews at sports.yahoo.com/soccer. Thanks for listening.